As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's Secret Show for Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. Happy birthday, Tina. My little sister's birthday today. I wonder if she gets laid on her birthday.
Are you going to ask her?
Is it just me?
Hello? Oh,
hi.
I don't know if... So you think that that's something that she would want?
Mm-mm. Nobody wants that. But
I want that. I absolutely want
that. Yeah, I mean, I meant no girls want that. I'm okay. Just kidding. There's plenty of girls going,
not
I want
kidding.
It. I know.
Nope.
Let me ask her. Hold on. Let's see if she says, do you get laid? Do you want to get laid on your birthday? Would Jimmy want to?
Was Jimmy?
His birthday. Yeah.
Her husband's brother-in-law. Name?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Jimbo. Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Jimbo.
I knew a Jimbo. I loved Jimbo.
I know. This Jimbo's cute.
My Jimbo's from San Diego, and he was around when I was in the surf industry and working at a surf shop in Ocean Beach. But
OB.
Jimbo was great. Good guy. Good fun dude.
Jimbo OB.
Surfed well.
Yeah. Love yeah, Jimbo's guy. A fun name. It's mm-hmm. It's good. I call him Jimmy a lot, or just Jim. But I bet Jimbo would want sex on his birthday. And I said, do you want to get laid on your birthday? And I'll let you know if she.
The only man I know or I can think of that wouldn't want sex on his birthday would be a guy who's having some, you know, failings in that department. Otherwise, of course he would.
She says, no for me. Yes for Jim. Lol.
Yeah.
I wrote exactly as I suspected.
Don't lol that, team.
That's funny. That's funny. It's a good one. Kentina. Happy birthday, Tina. Should I even bother to ask anymore if she's done her homework? I mean, I feel like I'm gonna check in every single dingle day until she does it.
Yeah, during the week it's like a little pointless because we don't really see each other during the week.
So just every Monday I should bring it up and
I guess, but I don't know if I've...
Can you just get it fucking done?
I'll
just dick sucking and pussy licking both at once just to make it happen.
But like, geometry, I don't know.
It works.
I'm overthinking.
You'll be surprised.
It. Yeah. We'll see.
Maybe you're a perfect fit. I did a 69 with a guy that, like, I can't even remember his name. It was a one-night stand, but I was like, shit. It fits. It's like a perfect fit. Like, the angle of his dick was just right. We were like, I was like, this has never worked so well. This is fucking great.
Oh.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It was
crazy.
A one-night stand that you went into a 69 on?
Yeah. Oh, we did all this stuff. Yeah.
On all your one night stands, you did all the stuff?
No. But I was, this guy was, we were having fun.
Then why didn't you call him back?
Nah, I wasn't into him.
Okay.
Plus, here's the thing, and this is how shallow I am, and I'm not kidding. So he was cute, right? I picked him up at a show. And we get back to his place. And I'm not in my city. I'm just going to spend the night at his house.
You went to some random dude's house place.
Many times.
That you'd never met before that night.
That is
you
so...
went home with him.
I know.
I mean, just dangerous stuff. Behavior.
I could be still locked in someone's basement.
And the guys in your band were like, bye ya.
No, they were all busy doing whatever, you know, groupie they were with. You know, that was...
Groupie.
Yeah. Although one of the guys was not single, and the bass player, he was so dorky looking, like nobody, but the guitar player and the drummer and the other singer was, they all had plenty of play.
And you did all those guys too?
I did not do the guitar player. I did the
What was the
singer.
Matter with him?
I don't know. I just never did him.
Oh, but you did singer.
I did the singer and I did the drummer.
Okay.
But only like one time each. And it was, we were all like, wow.
All right. Back to this guy. So you go home with someone
you met
that night in a town you've never been in.
Well, I don't remember what town. It could have been Worcester, and that would have, you know, because we played in Worcester a lot. But anyway, so I go back to his house and he is like, oh my God, my contacts are really bothering me. I'm like, all right. So he takes them out and then he puts these like Coke bottle glasses on. I'm not kidding you. They made his eyes, like, see my glasses right here? Like, big frames. His eyeball was the whole size of the, like, it was like the most magnification I've ever seen in my fucking life. Like,
and this was before you did him.
Yeah. I'm like, take those off.
You don't need to see anything.
You don't need to see anything.
Except that guys need to see everything. I've tried to explain this to you.
Maybe guys put them on after.
Entirely visual. We want to see all the stuff. And I know there are girls who are like, I don't like the way it looks, or you don't know.
Never say that, girls, because a guy doesn't notice anything except how excited he is that a girl is allowing this to happen. Like, dudes are not looking at your cellulite. They're not looking at your tits.
Oh,
the way you don't. It's their. They're
I'm talking
just
about
sight.
Your pussy lips and stuff. We want to
see all
that.
The stuff.
Like,
they want to see it, and it's all looking good. All the things. Right. Never point out anything you don't think looks good because they think it looks good. If you point it out, now it's a thing. Don't. Just go into it with an open heart and open legs.
No, you're not kidding. I'll tell you one thing I don't like though.
What?
While I don't, I like. To see a lady touch herself in every possible way, except that pulling on the pussy lips, like stretching them out. That's not sexy.
You mean like
weird.
Pulling the labia?
Yeah. The pussy lips.
Cause they're bigger than you think, you know, like they can be pretty, you can yank them out and get little, you know, looks like a butterfly.
Nice. I think most times that looks good, except when they're being pulled on like almost like a 2-year-old would. Like, what are you doing? Why are you pulling that out like that?
Right. Leave that
But,
be.
You know,
who does
there's
that?
Definitely.
Have you seen that in porn or something? Where have you seen
I've
that?
Seen it in porn pictures, yes.
Uh-huh.
Where a lady,
oh, where they've
like,
got it kind of splayed out. Almost like when they take a bug and tack it down to a,
it's
to
not,
a display
thing. I'm telling
thing,
you, they
all...
pull them out. Like, they're pulling on them. It's not, oh. It doesn't
like
look
like. To make
like,
them oh. into meat drapes?
It's one thing to open yourself up. It looks really good. I love that. I'm talking about stretching the skin there for whatever weird reason.
Yeah.
It's not.
Now, pull apart is necessary when you're in the act. You know.
Yes, because sometimes the lip can get caught.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want that. Or,
yeah.
I loved it when a lady does the, I don't want to say who or when this has happened, but they reach down to their sort of butt cheek and then they pull out there to help you.
Right. Sure.
Clean entry.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's just like, all right, way to help out. Thank you.
Way to be a good little helper. Look for the helpers, everyone.
Well, I'm trying to get it in. Let's like not have your lips caught inside.
Yeah. No, that's uncomfortable. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, that's it for this show.
Have a good one.
Thanks for listening, everyone. where have we gone? What the hell happened? How did we get here?
Talking about...
Oh, because you said...
No, we got here because of you asking Coco about her homework, and then you told us the fun story about how the Coke bottle guy...
Yeah, Coke bottle
was
glasses.
Your best 69 ever. Best 69. Sorry, John.
I still think about it.
But... You dumped him because he had bad eyesight.
I didn't dump him. I wasn't dating him. I was just, so I didn't have to dump him. I just left.
Do you think he was waiting by the phone for you to call
him? No, I don't. Maybe. I was pretty awesome. What? Benny, your hands up.
What? She said, what?
What? I'm busy being awesome.
Ah, shit. What? I'm curious.
What?
Did you stay the night that night?
I doubt it. I don't remember. I'm telling you, all I really remember is like how nicely we fit together. But and the Coke bottle thing. That
would
was
you
such
have
a
tried to get back to your hotel room in the middle of the night like that in a town you didn't know?
I probably had a car. We did a lot. We traveled via our own vehicles if we were out of town. And if I'm sure I had a car.
Wouldn't you have
but
been
no
drinking?
No GPS back then. That's so scary.
No, I probably wouldn't have been drinking.
What? Isn't that the key ingredient to every one night stand?
No.
What?
Well, for some people, I'm sure. But no, I wasn't. I wouldn't drink during the shows. I certainly didn't want to be drunk on stage or drugged up on stage.
Right.
I would never do that. So then I would just hook up with someone, get the fuck out of there. Come on, let's go.
Go get laid. Not shit-faced, and then get in your car and drive back to the room and then just go to sleep?
Or drive home, depending on... I was going to have to drive home at some point anyway, right?
This has totally changed my idea of what...
Really?
Well, I assumed that you're partying, every night's a party when Geneva rolls
some
into
nights
town,
were definitely a party.
You're drinking. I know how you are when you drink. You're the biggest... Mm. You're the most fun person in the world, and you're... You're like all green
you
lights.
Know, I truly don't. I don't remember that really happening. I remember we would go back into the dressing room, take off our sweaty ass clothes, shower if there was one available, put some clothes on, go out and greet our fucking groupies and pick somebody out. I'm kidding.
It was kidding.
I know. It was exactly like that. And there would usually be like an outer room and there'd be, they're like sometimes the venue, there would be a couple beers. I might have a beer, but I wasn't going to sit there and drink. I had to go.
So you just...
Whether I went home or I went home with someone.
Wow.
I know. It's a fuzzy time. I could have been lit. I don't know. I doubt it, though.
Oh, all the times that I had one night stands, drinks were involved every time. And I didn't even always do them. Like, I didn't
do
always...
the chicks.
What's that?
What? Do the chicks?
Yeah, I didn't always get laid. Like, that crazy story about coming to in the closet, I didn't bone that chick.
You finger boned her.
But I didn't bone her. I didn't.
Right.
Nothing of mine got
inside
her. You
were getting close. If the light hadn't hit her full in the face, you might have.
Well, you don't know that. Don't say
yes,
that.
Yes, I do. You said she was a dog.
She was really
She
ugly.
Was a closet lay.
Yeah, she was. Well, no, I don't remember how we ended up in the closet. It wasn't
Well, she pulled
doing.
You in there so that the light wouldn't hit her face.
I don't
She's
know.
No fool. This guy's going to come too and take one look at me and run.
Yeah, well, anyway,
oh,
I did come to.
Oh, we're so mean.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Wake up in a closet. That's hilarious. With your fingers, with your hand in some lady.
Don't say that.
What?
You don't know what happened.
Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, but I don't want you to say it.
Okay. we'll agree to when someone asks like that. That was a nice way to ask. I won't say it. Until next time.
Right.
Hello, my friends. Please don't say my name. I was dating a guy for a few months that I had an amazing connection with. And
I have a question.
Yes.
Have you ever come to with a cock in your mouth?
No.
Okay.
But I have woken up doing it.
You have?
Yeah, but not with someone that I wasn't, you know, doing
you
it
were
with
together.
Already. Yeah, I've fallen asleep during it. I've woken up during it. Like, wow. Oh, is that happening? All right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Probably there was drinking involved in those. Although sometimes I would just get so tired because I was, you know.
No.
I was not a person who.
I don't know.
Who, you know, when I would have a morning gig, I was an intern for a morning show in Boston for years for no money. That was the most expensive job I ever had. And, you know, I would fall asleep at, my friends would all call me the fuse because I'd be like, we're going, it's Friday night, woo, 8:30. Sleep on the couch, couple beers, and that would be it.
Wow, the fuse. This is the first time hearing of the fuse nickname.
Oh, really? I feel like I've told you that, but I don't know. Yeah. They call me the fuse. That's why they call her the fuse. All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Go on. Oh. You were saying?
Okay. I'll start over. I'm only a sentence in. Hello, my friends. Please don't say my name. It's a reminder to don't say this person's name. I was dating a guy for a few months that I had an amazing connection with and really awesome sex. I'd known him since we were kids and I'd always had a crush on him. Unfortunately, he has commitment issues. Plus, we were long distance, so we stopped anything romantic. And sadly, a lot of our friendship... Oh, they stopped anything romantic and kind of, you know, that happens after you've boned someone. It's hard to go back to just being friends because you're always the person that they boned, especially if the sex was good. So they stopped anything romantic and sadly a lot of our friendship back in February. It was really hard for me to let go, but now I'm dating a really great guy who's obviously really into me and puts in a lot of effort. We've only kissed, but that was good. Here's my problem. How do I stop thinking about the sex with the other guy and comparing the new guy to him? I've accepted it'll never work out with him, the old guy. But forgetting has been hard. I'm still not 100% sure if I'm completely into this new guy, but I'm really giving it a chance. Date number 4 is this weekend. Should I fuck him? I love you all more than I can say. And thank you for being my constant connection to home since I moved to Portland in 2020. Hope y'all get laid this weekend. Love your number one Portland listener.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, you should fuck him.
I was going to say, I think she answered her own question. Like, she asked, should I fuck him? But I think she just wanted reassurance to go for it.
Yeah, look, this is just, you know, I think that the problem, I mean, I know I've felt this way. Like, you think every next guy is going to be the one, and he's probably not. But that doesn't mean you can't have some adult, consensual, safe fun. And that will, the more distance you can put between you and this other guy, like, that sucks. He had a commitment issue, and you were long distance. And so even though you were really into him, it didn't work out. Like, get under someone else. Get over someone by getting under someone. As our old friend used to say. Yeah. It sounds like you should fuck him. I don't know. Is he going to get all clingy? Not sure.
I don't know. Like, I don't think so. I think usually, like, by like the third or fourth date, that's when people, if you don't have it by the first, that's when you usually have sex, I think. So.
Oh, if you're able to hold off on that first one, you can usually hold off a few
more.
Well,
I get why she probably doesn't want to and she's holding out. But I just think that what you were just saying, like, do it with this guy, because maybe you're putting too much pressure on having sex with this new guy because you keep thinking about this old guy if it's not going to work out because you have such great sex with this old guy. But you don't know. You haven't tried it with this new guy yet.
Yeah. And if it isn't great with the new guy, just close your eyes and picture the old guy.
Yeah. And you only have to do it one time.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, fantasy, great.
It sounds like she should just get back with the old guy. Like, go figure out how to make that work.
No, he is not into her.
You know, if you're sitting there, like, envisioning this guy, this new guy, as the old guy, and, like, you're not really into him, I'm not sure.
Well, let's assume that the other guy has cut the cord. Like, this sounds like she knows that that's over.
It was
Don't
more
give her
of a
false hope.
Long-distance relationship
It's only been
thing,
two
right?
months. I mean, they just need to. She needs to just
hey, great let sex,
that...
all that. Come
yeah,
on.
But it was long distance.
Well, you know, you could change that.
Vinny,
if it's the one,
don't look back.
Here's what I'm going to say, and I'm going to avoid my usual
punt.
My rant about marriage. No, it's not the punt. But what I want to say is, do whatever the fuck you want, except marry this guy. Here's the problem. A person, and we know that people go through different phases. We just talked about that with that stupid bad vegan on Netflix. You go through different times where you're lonely and you do want to be with someone, or you might say, you know what I need to do? I need to get over that guy by getting under this guy. All that's fine. Just don't fucking marry him and then later be like, I married a guy with a little dick who's a bad lay. What's wrong with me? Well, yeah.
Right.
You married a guy who's a bad lay with a little dick. Like, that's the thing that bugs me, is the person who, like, bone the guy. It doesn't matter. He'll be thrilled, and you might not love it, but it'll help put you some distance between you and this other guy, and
yes.
That's fine. Just don't fucking marry him. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, unless suddenly you find yourself to be truly over this other guy because this guy's made it work for
right,
you. It's possible.
Okay. But don't talk yourself into
something. No, don't talk yourself into
that's
stuff.
That's not there just because you're trying to force it.
Right.
Whether that's because you're 35 and want to have kids and know you're, you know, tick, tick, whatever the case may be, don't let that happen here.
No.
That's the thing that sucks, is the people who decide, well, I have to fit into a certain
right.
thing, and therefore this person's here when I'm here and they're asking, so I better say yes. And then later you're like, what was I thinking? Just don't marry him.
Yeah, and don't fuck him if you don't. I mean, like,
yeah.
Vinny,
follow your gut.
I think Vinny's actually making a really good point. Like, if you
call your ex back,
no, do you stop with that? Does anyone else think that that's what she should do?
Well, look, I do think that the people. How do I put this? I've dated a few people. I've had sex with a few people. There have definitely been people, whether it was a kiss or full-on sex, where the chemistry wasn't there. And there's through no fault of anybody's.
Right.
It just wasn't. So that happens. It's real. And then there's also the people where you go, wow.
Fireworks.
Yeah, that is incredible. And I can't get enough. I just can't. It's never going to be enough. And that's the person you marry. But... you know, this other stuff, you can just bone them or you can just not bone them.
Right.
You could just stay, you know, cancel the date and crochet. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, do whatever you want, but don't make that permanent mistake.
And also just don't put so much pressure on yourself. Like I really am feeling in this, like, well, I found this guy and we had this connection and it was really amazing. So now I've got this other guy, but I don't feel the same connection, but you know, I'm going to try and force that. Like, every dude that you date is not necessarily the guy you're just dating. It's just a date.
But, you know, to Bryn's,
do it.
Back to Bryn's point real fast, which is, yeah, if you've got those kind of fireworks, what is it? Is it that he doesn't have them for you? Is it the distance? Is it the timing? Mm-hmm. Some stuff can be worked out. So maybe if this guy is that, and you're that for him, but the problem is one of location or one of timing. Maybe those things are worth waiting out. Maybe it's worth saying, you know, look, I'm going to date this dude for now, but I'm going back for that other motherfucker no matter what.
I think, to put it simply, he's just not that into you.
Yeah, I
you think
agree.
So?
You don't
I think
know
so.
That.
No, I definitely think that here's why. If he was that into you and you guys did break up for the reasons that there were commitment issues, we stopped romantic stuff, there was distance, you'd still be friends. If he thought that there was, he is cutting you off because he wants to make sure that.
Or maybe
that,
he is. It's just so painful for him. He
He's
just not that into you. That is that. You know what,
movie,
Nikki?
By the way.
Nikki nailed it.
Well, I don't know if she nailed it, but, you know, we are working in general. You know, we have to work in general here. So there's no, we don't have enough specifics to know.
Right.
I was into Karen when I got that job offer in L.A. I didn't want to live with her. I didn't even think we were going to break up. I thought we'd just go long distance for a minute. But, you know.
But you couldn't just say that to her? You had to go, you're not going.
Well, she was like, we're going to L.A. And I just went, that's not what's happening here. I don't know why you would say that. Like, what do you mean? We haven't even lived together here. Anyway, I told you, I admitted I handled it wrong, but that's a perfect example of someone. Yeah, I liked her. I was into that chick. I just couldn't live with her in L.A. while I was a job that never even happened.
Well, and thank God you didn't go live with her in L.A. because that would have been.
There we would have been.
Oops.
Without a job.
Right.
Crunch.
Well, she could bring in some money.
Anyway, let us know what ends up happening. I'd be curious if this guy ends up winning you over. But don't kid yourself.
Or he's just a side piece.
Don't force
it. Right. Yeah. And don't, and stop deciding if you can marry every person you date. Like, stop it. Or be in a long-term relationship. Just go have some fun.
Or
have some fun.
Well,
have some meals.
If it doesn't work out with this guy, this new guy, I don't want her to go to another guy and still fantasize about the old guy.
Oh, she can do that as long as she wants.
It's never going to work. It's never going to work having sex or dating anybody if you keep fantasizing about that one person.
That is not true. Don't listen to Nikki. She just took, I take back all the credit I gave her earlier. You can keep this guy in your head for the rest of your life if you want to. That's totally fine.
Sarah's,
but you got to get over
off
him.
On that 69 with a guy with the bad eyesight.
I still totally picture that.
Well, look, if she's still single, though, you're not single, Sarah, so you can fantasize. She's single, and so she has the option to go and pursue that one guy that's not with her anymore. You know, I think it's very common for guys to have commitment phobia, just because, like, you're not sure there's a huge leap of faith that you're going
to
fucking.
Well, she needs to let some time go by. It's only been 2 months.
But
they need to let
that's a very
a year
common
go
thing.
By.
We've all had really weird experiences. For example, when you're merely dating someone and you haven't called them in a while and then you tell them, look, my career's first and that's the way this is. And then they show up with a who knows how thick letter they hand to you at the front door. And you're like, I don't even know what the fuck you think we were. But no, I'm not reading this. I don't know why you're tripping. And it does make you think, I don't want to bring anyone down a road where they're in love or weirded out, like needing something from me that I can't offer them.
Right.
He might actually be a cool guy.
Yeah.
And doing her a favor.
Yep.
I'm not
he might
sure
be.
If we helped her at all.
I think he's the one for you.
Yeah.
He's not the one. Go ahead and fantasize. And listen, if you do want to circle back like Brent is insisting, let a year go by. Do not contact him for 1 year and then drop slide in.
Yeah, because if he really wanted you, let that year go by. And if he really wants you, he'll message you for sure.
Yeah, just ghost him.
Slide in
and if
those
he texts
DMs.
You, just don't even text him.
What about a hypothetical where she comes, where she circles back in a year from now and he's like, oh my God, you were the fucking one. I just wasn't sure. And if only he had told me last year, then this would have been a match made in heaven, right?
Oh no. My God, Brent, stop it.
I need to jump in and say something because Sarah just channeled Hooman with this, give it 1 year. No one in the fucking world but Hooman actually puts a timer on their phone for 6 months and says, don't call me for 6 months. And then actually sits there and stares at the phone 6 months later expecting that chick to call.
Well, I'm not telling her to tell him that. I'm saying let a year go by minimum before you slide back into this guy's DMs. Like, don't.
Or at least like 6 months. Like.
Okay, at least 6 months.
Like 6 months to a year. Like, I'm just don't like it's only been such a short amount of time.
And then keep it really light. Like, hey, bud, remember me, friends.
I vote with Bryn.
Oh my God.
Profess your love.
Do not. You don't do it.
Okay, right,
or do you know what? Fucking
perfectly.
Do it.
No,
and
yeah.
Just write us back and tell us what a disaster yeah. That was.
Let us know.
I had all kinds of shit planned for you guys today, but I'm not getting to any of it. You guys are just crazy. Every time anybody opens their mouth, including me, I'm like, what the fuck is anyone
really
saying on
back
the show? This is insanity.
The end.
I'm going to rip your letter up.